This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Raise your consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9-844-999 Hola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines coming up 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman crashed her car in front of a prison in Pennsylvania and then ran inside to hide her drugs in the bathroom.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You so need to do more drugs, Mike. You know, that's your problem.
Where do you hide, your drugs, Mike?
I don't have drugs.
In his rectum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They call him Old Mike Rectum Hiding Place Hawk. That was his prison name. Little known fact.
Sure.
Has the merit badge becoming an Eagle Scout.
There you go.
Smuggling.
It's an impressive name.
Eagle Scouts don't do drugs, kids.
They just smuggle them.
Right, we're just the mules.
A new survey found Americans can't tell when a British person is insulting them.
As we don't know their slang.
That's the problem.
It's fair.
I mean, unless they say wanker, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't know.
Yank is not a derogatory term, right?
It just means American. It's a saying Brit, right? Yeah, exactly. If you want to make it bad, it's bad, but you just can't tell.
What if you're from the South?
What do you mean?
If you're from the South and you call me a Yank.
Still going to call you a Yank because the Yanks won.
That's right. They're trying to say it somehow like it's insulting.
Yeah.
Whereas like...
Oh, in the South if they say it? Yes.
That's English people, that's just what they're saying. Like, the Yanks.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the N-bomb. If a black guy says it to me, I don't even notice. It's all situational.
A police dog might have suffered an overdose sniffing luggage outside of a cruise ship in Florida.
They weren't even sure. They think he just brushed against something and had it on it or whatever the deal.
But here's the thing, and Ted brought this up. I believe it was Molly or ecstasy, something that the dog had sniffed, right? Which is not good. So they immediately gave the dog Narcan. Narcan doesn't help you if you're tripping on Molly or that's not the thing to do. It's like putting a Band-Aid because someone has a headache.
But also, the dog can't answer questions about what you think he might have gotten into or any of his dog friends can't help.
I'm tripping bees, man. Sorry, man, we're doing heroin.
There's a woman in China who developed a rare disorder where she can't hear men's voices anymore.
Right.
Including her boyfriends.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be good for her.
Is it just a wavelength thing?
It could be, but I would think that if that's the case, the wavelength of a guy's voice can be lower, but there's a lot. So what? Does she not hear the bass?
That's kind
of
what I'm asking.
She listens to songs. If we put on a song from, say, Ozzy Osbourne, is it just an instrumental to her?
I mean, I just imagine her in a club constantly screaming, drop the bass.
Or is this the perfect ploy?
I think it's the perfect ploy.
Boom.
It's like people with fake amnesia.
Right.
Don't worry. You're married.
No.
About 30 years. I know. I don't recognize that
woman. Disappeared.
You're going to see like 30 more cases this year. I guarantee it, man.
I can't hear you.
It says pure.
That'd be hard to prove, though.
It can't. Well,
would be easy for me to say, like, hey, I can't hear women's voices anymore. Not even the girls I'm dating. But eventually, she's going to say something. I'll be like, I'll write it up. I've been lying. All right, Jesus.
Guys are fine to be quiet.
Miles, you have the smallest penis I've ever seen.
Shut up! I think.
So for her,
I can't hear.
She's like, I can't hear dudes. Why does the fact that if she's lying at some point, that dude's going to say something. She's going to be like, you're an idiot.
Right, is her boyfriend just sitting in the chair next to her, just like calling her dirty names and whatnot, sitting next to her, she doesn't hear a thing?
Let's just say he's opened up during sex.
Right?
Oh, he's willing to say anything now.
He calls out the wrong name. She doesn't know.
Doesn't matter.
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. But you know.
It says pure Canadian crime right here. Someone in Ontario sabotaged a car, by pouring syrup in the gas tank.
That is seriously in Canada.
Well, sugar, you know, is not going to be good. So even more concentrated sugar surely can't be good.
Still. That is very Canadian, though. Sugar in the gas tank?
No. No, I took you down syrup. With a maple syrup. Yeah. I did.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about this, but try to get to work now.
I stuffed a maple bar down there, I did.
And what pissed off a Canadian so much to put syrup in somebody's gas tank?
Sabotage a car.
Probably said the beer up there sucks.
He irked me. A woman in Ohio went to court to face drug charges. And it's exactly what you think it is. She had a bunch of drugs in her backpack.
In court?
In court.
Come on, man.
I got a court summons the other day. It said, kindly leave your drugs at home.
It really does.
How did she get caught in the, like, when she was just walking in, they were like, oh, hey, there's drugs in your bag.
Maybe a dog? I don't know.
That seems crazy to bring drugs into a courtroom.
Maybe yes. Because she was on drug charges and this kind of crap happens, they just search the bag just because.
But, I mean, if I got a summons for reckless driving, I would not plow into the side of the court building on my court date.
Right. You're in for DUI charges. You don't get drunk before you go into the thing.
Sadly, Mike, on that occasion, you're so wrong so many times.
So many times.
I did do something sort of like that. I had I got a ticket for having, like, a tail laid out.
All right.
And then, I don't know. Either way, I was like, you know what? I'll just go to the state police station and say, hey, can you? And the guy was just like, you want me to check it now? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, your car is not out there, right? I was like, no. He was like, yeah, you should get it fixed and then do this before you come here. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah, I will.
Just kind of left.
A woman in Indiana got into a high-speed chase after she stole a bunch of underwear from Kohl's.
Oh, is this a woman who's throwing it out of the air?
Yes, she drove from the cops, bras and underwear flew out of the car.
Panty raid!
They used those spike strips to stop her.
Think about that. Mm-hmm. Because she stole underwear.
Or she ran over one of her spiky bras.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the new, never mind.
Can you get a fingerprint off bras?
Well, you saw her throwing them out of the car. That's pretty much all you need.
No, they merely left the car while she was driving thrill. That doesn't mean that she threw them out the car.
With price tags on them.
Man, you steal underwear and now you're in a high-speed chase.
What kind of underwear they why. Have?
Really it's not worth it.
Yeah, and it's just weird she picked Kohl's, like, right?
I would be here.
Yeah. I guess Kohl's has underwear.
Seems like it might be a little more affordable than going like Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, of course.
What's that? You can steal a Gremlin or you can steal a Maserati.
And stealing some bras and panties feels like we've really upped it when we got into this high-speed chase.
You've made things worse.
I was just going to write you a ticket. Now I got to cart you off to jail.
Like, literally, it was going to be paperwork, bro.
Right. Bro. You're fine. A bunch of Bigfoot sightings in North Carolina turned out to be an 8-foot statue of Bigfoot somebody put up.
Cool.
Well, right. It's not actually Bigfoot out there.
So, but they weren't wrong.
Complete with glowing red eyes.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
People are ready for Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
You know what I mean? Like, they're always out there searching for him. I don't know what evidence there is that would keep you involved at this point. Like,
I've seen some documentaries. You can see him clearly eating beef jerky.
They all grab their...
Yeah, I mean, they show... It's like these little one-minute documentaries about him, man.
They all grab their poorly focused cameras and run on out there.
Mm-hmm. And so, right, somebody else said it. I think it's Miles, right? Like, you have all these great cameras now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's the better footage?
Right. And so many people...
He's not photogenic.
They just want to take pictures while they're out hiking. How have we not found this?
I don't think you're allowed to drive in Russia without a dash cam.
Yeah, no kidding. See all the bears I hit.
Yeah. That was flat.
People start feeling, quote, too old to work out at the age of
15,
Ted?
50.
50. I'll say 33.
Not bad. 41, according to
the show. Are working on it. That was the perfect opportunity to tell us you weren't.
Oh.
I assumed you weren't.
Yeah.
Now I'm disappointed.
I went to the gym right here in front of me. I mean, I don't want to... I at least want to give you guys some news here.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell
41,
you...
41, huh?
I'm just going to give you the setup and then pull the curtain out from underneath you.
Mm-hmm. Never done that.
Never.
I feel like a lot of people I know that work out a ton are over 41.
That's because their doctor told them they have to.
Solid point.
The most common reasons we skip exercising are...
Too lazy.
Don't feel like
too
it.
Too tired. Too much work to do. It was already late. Bad weather.
Yeah, anything you can think of.
Football's on. You name it.
My eye itches. My butt's numb.
It's Sunday.
I remembered my own name. I mean, any reason.
I'm going to rest up and hit it harder tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is amazing the excuses you'll give yourself not to go to a gym.
Oh, man. A man in Florida had 5 of his Rolex watches stolen by a woman that he met at a club. When they arrested her, they found one, and you'll never guess where they found the other 4.
Where's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Think of my cock headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on Planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. We had PJ on the line, and of course, he dropped off.
It started
So this will be between you, Miles, and Ted. Robin, okay. I ran the story by you earlier today. Are you gentlemen ready?
We are.
It was back in September of last year when a grown man from Gilbert, Arizona, he was arrested at his home for pretending to have Down syndrome and posing as a woman, hiring caretakers to bathe and change her adult son's diapers. Now, the first victim told police that she was hired by a woman who called herself Amy to bathe and change the diapers of her son, who had Down syndrome, over the summer of last year. We continue. A second and third victim, they took over the caretaker duties in July of last year. All three victims confirmed that he would be aroused when they would bathe him. That's right, he popped a chubby every time they'd bathe him. A fourth victim has recently come forward to tell a very similar story, confirming that she was hired under the belief that her mother was paying her to bathe and change her special needs adult son. The fourth victim's story lined up with the other three victims and also reportedly happened during the same time frame. And the latest victim reported her own encounter after hearing about the first three women. Now, the suspect's trial from his first arrest is scheduled to start in just a few days. But one caregiver said, quote, he needed showering and grooming. He couldn't use the bathroom by himself. He couldn't really be alone by himself. He acted like a child. His whole demeanor was childlike. He would act in tantrums, talk like a child, just act like a child. Do you believe that this rather odd but easily aroused outstanding man is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Oh, geez, I forgot we lost the caller.
Sorry, man.
I thought you were really just staring like, there really, and like, thought.
I was know, like, is this guy going to say something?
I'm just going to go white.
I hate to say this because I'm white, but it's so creepy. I feel like it kind of has to be white. I mean, that's a weird rouge to go through.
People. And he was pretending to be the mother as well.
So
right?
He would call these people, place the ad, used a woman's voice, said this was a deal. These women would get there, and he played the role because he gets turned on when women change his soiled diapers and bathe him.
I got to go white.
He never dressed up as the mom. He was just the mom on the phone.
He just made the call to get the booking.
Yeah. Again, it's so weird. I feel like it has to be white.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We're both going to go white. What's the movie Psycho where the dude's all weird with his mom?
Yeah.
Because she's dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to find out if this man is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Our profile this takes us to Arizona. We have a man who is faking Down syndrome. And he acts like he has, basically the mentality of a small child. He also faked being his mother, who was scheduling appointments for daycare providers to come over and take care of him, including dressing him, feeding him, changing his diaper, giving him a bath, all those things. Either way, I guess a couple people brought this up and took it to authorities. And then once that story gained traction, more people came forward.
Yeah, one woman started it. She ended up with other obligations. So the second and third caretakers were actually friends and coworkers of hers. Said, here's a gay dude's a little weird, because he gets an erection all the time, but do your thing. They left. A fourth woman ended up coming forward because she heard that the first three women were having this trouble. And she says, look, what they're saying is true. And it turns out, yes, this guy's faking it. He's been faking it the whole time. And he's a weird, weird dude. But the question I had for you guys, did you believe he was black, white, Mexi, or Asian, or Jew, sorry. And you both went white?
We did both.
We went white.
Right.
No!
Mexi.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of hints in that.
The only hint was
there's
Arizona.
There's not, man. I
mean, Arizona, just based on population.
That's it.
Maybe. Right. All right. You're right.
Other than that, I mean, hell. Okay.
Right. Yeah, there's not a whole lot. You say that, but both of you guys are like, that's so crazy. It's got to be white.
I felt pretty confident that was going to be, our people.
Probably, retired from Chicago.
If it were an Olympic event, you say that is one place that the white people would excel.
Generally, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That and meth.
And every white person I've met in Arizona is from Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Strange.
Is that the big...
It's like where they go. It's a strange thing.
Now for all TV news all the time. Time for TV Time of Tale.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! If you watch the news, sometimes there's stories that are funny. Some people, not everybody's a news reporter, but some people have trouble announcing certain things and they might just laugh for no good reason. It happens to the best of us. So I thoroughly enjoy watching a news reporter that can't keep it together. So we're going to travel to what other state but Florida. So basically, here's the deal. A guy gets caught with a bunch of drugs. They put him in a cop car. And somehow high on cocaine, he decides to eat a seat.
Key West deputies say 37-year-old Melvin Stubbs had 40 grams of cocaine on him at the time of his arrest. But on his way to jail, deputies say Stubbs, quote, chewed up or ate the seat of the patrol car. He took some pretty big chunks out of the seat. Stubbs faces charges of cocaine trafficking and resisting arrest charges along with property damage.
I don't know that I heard anybody with a bigger smile say, cocaine trafficking.
Yeah, right. The thing that amazed me about the story, I'm like, people on cocaine never eat. And he's eating a seat.
Must have been a bucket of fried chicken seat.
You can see her laughing on Metro Facebook page. Yeah, that's a strange story.
It really is.
It's super strange, right?
And sometimes I feel bad for the people that have to do the news. Because, like, look, we can laugh about whatever we want, right? Because we don't take it seriously. But no one comes here thinking we're not an authority on anything, right? But when you're on the news, man, you have to present this kind of unbiased,
they're not
serious
an authority on
anything. It's not that they're an authority, but you go there because, quote unquote, they're trusted, right?
Right.
Basically, they can read well. But they also do research. They know what's going on. And you have to present some of these stories, man. It's got to be real tough not to laugh
at. Are you just tugging at your satchel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you satchel tugging? Like, I'm speaking to you.
Yeah,
and I'm
like you gave it like four good tugs.
He just grabs his nuts while I'm talking to him. Like, God damn, man.
After the first tug, and I'm like,
can I look away?
Are you going to keep digging at that thing or what? What's going on? They stick into your thigh or what?
Is it lack of humidity?
I get it, man. But
I know it's cold out. I don't know, man. They sagging.
But we're making eye contact.
Yeah, I know. You're just sitting there just pulling down your satchel.
I apologize.
What do you mean, habit?
That can't be a habit. Anytime I'm playing with my sack, like, you just kind of scope your surroundings.
Right.
It's like pulling underwear out of your butt.
Except for him, he doesn't care what he farts, but it's like let down a fart.
Fart tab, I'm pulling underwear out of your butt, adjusting the satchel. Like, you always do the quick, head turn.
But that was definitely a full testicle grab and pull down at least two or three times.
It's like, good Lord, man.
Well, the middle thing got on my jeans, kind of split the boys.
Oh, I see. Like my buddy Split Nut Chuck. You could see it in his khakis.
Yeah. I have a pair of jeans right now that is very dangerous.
You have like the man's camel toe?
Basically.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
They're comfortable. They're good for wintertime. I'm worried about the summer.
Call those the Nutcracker.
Lululemon's making jeans now for men.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring that up.
It's all right. I mean, these things
happen. Unexpected development.
Yeah, exactly. Breaking news.
I know what you mean. Like, now I'm just going to do the...
You just get out there and grab, get a handful and yank
on it. I grew up with mid-90s rap. Everybody had one hand on the junk.
Right, okay, so that's true, man.
Everybody was doing it. It's my childhood, man. It ain't me. I guess there's a show on Netflix right now called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
I've heard of this. People have talked to me about it. Yes.
I guess people really like it.
Why? Because it's me.
That's why you like it. So according to a new survey, 87% of people, they've gone through a process of decluttering at some point. It's called moving.
Seriously.
20% who do it thoroughly. That's called a new girlfriend. And women are more than twice as likely to do a thorough job.
They need to do it. Of all the people that I know, most men are more minimalist than women. And that's not just saying it in a sexist way. It's just the fact that guys are like, I don't want anything for my birthday. If a woman says, I don't want anything for... It's a setup.
Mm-hmm.
So, just know, as far as having stuff, there are guys, a lot of guys out there who love stuff. Don't get me wrong.
But it's usually specific stuff. I collect Matchbox cars. Right. I've got.
I'm into things who put gasoline in. You know, like I've got a four-wheeler. Yeah.
I'm an arsonist.
Mm-hmm. I will say, though, oftentimes I have been the cluttery one in a relationship. And it's kind of, I mean, honestly, it's awesome. One girl's like, do you don't mind if I clean up?
Yeah.
Like, why would I care?
Well, like, her
you
point
break
is, like,
into my house,
like, why do you need any more
there's
than...
the closet, there's the paper shredder. Like, honey, go to town.
What do you wear a lot of? T-shirts. Why would you need to wear any more than 15 T-shirts? If you have any more than that, like, figure out, like, are you saving these because they're 50 years old? Are they even if you do laundry once every 2 weeks, that should be enough, you know?
I do have some specific ones that I keep.
So they say, like, if you haven't worn something in 3 or 4 years, get rid of it.
That I agree 100%.
Yeah.
If you don't wear it, then get rid of it. If you wear it, keep it. You can have 100 here. You can have 1,000 things. If you wear them, who cares?
Basically, the idea of the show is if you organize your life,
then you'll have more time to be able to do other things than feel like you're behind all the time or your life is in a whirlwind because you've got all this stuff to do. So if you can just figure out a system and you take a lot of that crap out of the way, then you'll have more times to do the things you enjoy instead of sitting around, you know, wasting your time cleaning crap.
Or you can not do trying it and to just find things. Go out and enjoy things.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's the other option.
The problem
like, you're
is,
still coming home
you're just
time.
Going to enjoy yourself. Like, are you cool to come home to clutter?
Because mm-hmm.
you can still go out and enjoy yourself.
But it's more
yeah,
but,
yeah, like, the living room's clean. But, like, yeah, like, the bedroom, like, the bed's made, it'll be fine.
Right. Like, I'm sure when you got your couch, you vacuumed. Right away.
Yeah, I vacuum all the time.
Exactly.
But Dad, I'm dead serious. I'll vacuum my living room, I'll clean everything in the kitchen, and then I'll make my bed and go, it's good.
That's still part of the process, though. That's,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
All right, let's see what else we have here. you know what? Play-by-play hockey stuff. I don't know. Like, traditionally, I think of, like, Don Cherry, right?
Sure.
Right? He's from Canada. He's pretty famous. Hockey Night in Canada. You know, he's one of the most famous hockey. You think Barry Melrose, right?
Mm.
You don't oftentimes think of rappers.
That doing hockey? No.
Well, here's Snoop Dogg doing some play-by-play for the Kings game.
Oh, sweet.
Hands up. Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on cut. Hold on now. Get it cracking in. Let's go. Snoop Dogg in the house. Let me see some. Drop the sticks, man. Let's get cracking, man. To the middle of the rink. Let's go. Number three wanted. I liked it. Who is number three for us?
Dion put up.
Dion, go get cracking, Dion. Yeah, go get him, Dion. Get him, Dion. Move, Dion. Get out the way. Go get him. Go get him.
Still jarring with him. A little chirping.
Okay, right. I like that. So when they do get into a competition like that, the referee has the sole control power to say, y'all not going to fight, right?
Mm. They can tell you that. You don't have to listen.
Well, they listen right there.
Yeah, yeah. See, the big boys get in, the linesmen. Those guys have the toughest job.
Okay, all right. So that was just mushing going on. It was more mushing than fighting.
Yeah. Face wash.
Okay, all right.
Those gloves are stinky.
That's why I love this sport, man. That's why I love this, because you got to be 100% man to play this, man.
He is right.
No, he is. He's fine narrating nature videos. Just give him a job talking about whatever he's seeing.
I also like just the interaction there, right? Because I don't think most people know that mush somebody just kind of like, you know, like just kind of push their face away.
Sure.
And I like they were called it, hey, what's it, face wash?
Face wash.
So it's like they're talking about the same exact thing. And then hockey is weird in that way. Like it seems like sometimes the ref comes over and the two guys are just like, yeah, not yet.
Well,
like, we might fight, but just not right now.
The ref hears him chirping the whole game.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he knows.
But I'm saying I think it's a good excuse, too. Like, sometimes you really want to fight. Sometimes you just kind of want to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you can tell. Guys don't want to fight. There's not a lot of time wasted.
No, and that's the problem.
And it could be the bar. It could be hockey. It doesn't matter. Guys that want to fight, like, they are fighting.
Yeah.
Otherwise, right, you're just chirping at each other, blowing out your tent. It's like, dude, how long are we going to do this before either we leave or just get another
beer? I wonder if they ever, like, talk civil. You know what I mean? Like, look, hey, man.
I don't appreciate what you're doing.
I'm in Toronto, and the last time I was here, I went on a date with this really hot girl, and we're going out again tonight, and I don't want to look like ass or have my lip busted up, because you know what I'm saying? Like, can you fight me when we meet back up in Minnesota?
Oh, I'm punching you right in the face.
You know what I'm saying?
There's got to be audio of a mic'd up guy just being like, all right, listen, man, somebody took a shot of our, like, I got to fight you, and they're probably just like, all right, cool, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Whatever the situation is, or I can't fight tonight, my parents are in town.
Because look, even if you get swollen, we're surrounded by ice.
My mom's going to be really upset if I have a black eye.
I think your mom's going to be upset if you don't have one, if she's a hockey mom.
That's a good point.
You know, there's like the sports jinx, right, of like, this guy hasn't missed an extra point all year.
Right.
And then he misses it. I think the other one, too, is when family's in town. It's like I noticed watching that last Chargers game, they made a big deal about how many people Phillip Rivers had at the game watching. And they got smoked.
Bad.
Yeah, I think maybe that's a bad thing.
I don't. What was it with Tony Romo? Jessica Simpson? Is that who he was dating?
Every time
she's in the stands, like, I've seen him play when she's not in the stands. Kind of the same result.
Has anybody gone from, like, being a specific guy that people might have liked for one team and kind of, I mean, I took shots at Tony Romo
for
not making a play. But him as an announcer, as a play, or as a color commentator, like, he's awesome. I don't know that anybody's ever, like, maybe Madden, right? But it seems like Tony Romo is, like, accelerating to, like, a new stratosphere where everybody's going to love him.
But just Madden
he's a fun
was
announcer.
Different. People enjoyed Madden because Madden made a lot of goofy noises and explained things the most basic way.
Right.
That guy there is going to go boom here. And it's like, right, fun, enjoyable, blah, blah, blah. Romo takes the time to actually explain what's going on. But he always sounds kind of positive. You know, it just seems like a decent guy. He wasn't controversial when he played. He was just a dude that you could kind of like who played football and never quite got it done.
Yeah. I also think at this point that that's not on him. That's an organizational issue.
Yeah, I think
so. As much as you look at the Patriots and go, okay, I think that's an organizational thing because they just keep winning.
right, over and over.
I think the Cowboys are the opposite.
I like how they do the fake news thing, though. People say we suck.
No one said the Patriots suck.
But people say we suck, so we need a hype mechanism. So we're going to go with that to get everybody on board with the fact that people think we suck. And
I'm like, who in the last 15 years?
Scott Van Pelt on ESPN came out like, no one has ever said you suck. Like, there's not one sports broadcaster that's come out and said the Patriots are a bad team ever. They're a dynasty. They're legendary.
Right.
No one has ever said surely of all the teams, the Patriots won't be in it. So, like, that's just self-chatter, chirping crap. But don't blame it on other people. Like, now you're in the fake media crap.
Right.
Now you're blaming someone else. You can do a hype mechanism. Just don't blame someone else.
But I will say,
for
in sports, we all get it. But that's been there forever in sports.
Maybe the guy at the bar thinks
somebody,
you suck.
A couple people were just saying, hey, look, here's the bottom line. Like, Tom Brady's not the same Tom Brady he was.
Right.
Also, there's a couple stats that are pretty bad for the Pats this year.
Yeah. Except they're in the AFC Championship
game. But nobody said, right? Nobody was like, Brady sucks and the Pats suck. They might not be as good, and he's gotten a little bit older.
Well, I think the difference with the hype machine is, no one believes you. Any other team could say, we've heard stuff all season. And it could even be the Rams, because people might say, maybe they're phony. Maybe no one said. The reason people say the Patriots suck is because we don't like them.
Sure.
It actually
that's
has
all it
nothing
is. And
to
that's
do
all they have to do is come out and say, like, look, people don't like us because we're so successful. They're mad at a guy in a Red Sox hat because of what we've done more so than the goddamn Red Sox. So it's just the fact that we've been so successful. We have a mark on our chest. People are out to get us because they know we're good. And we're not good as good all the time, but even if you had an off year this year, like, Gronk didn't catch that many passes.
They're in their eighth consecutive AFC Championship
exactly.
game.
Like, if this is the
nobody
worst...
Nobody thinks you suck.
If this is the worst
just
you've done...
Shut up.
Like, obviously, you're pretty
God
damn good.
Damn.
Yeah, it's like, oh, woe is us.
I don't even like the Patriots, but I would slap someone in the mouth.
Can you even get a Super Bowl ring for your pinky toe? I mean, is that even possible?
The funniest thing is not even that Tom Brady brought it up, is that the Boston media was like, yeah, Tom, everybody says you suck now.
Who?
Like,
who
says
that?
Yeah, like two guys on WAAF. No, I doubt it.
All right, let's see. Maroon 5, I guess we all knew this, but the NFL has finally confirmed that they'll find the Super Bowl halftime show.
What, they had not confirmed it before then?
No. Everybody knew
it. Wait, get around to it.
Their guests will include Travis Scott and Big Boy from Outkast, who's from Atlanta, and it almost makes me sad that they have to put that in there.
I know.
Am I the only one who gets up at halftime, goes outside and gets high, fills my plate up with food, and does not watch the halftime show?
But remember, the Super Bowl, the teams get there, but everything else they plan is for everyone who's not a football fan.
Okay,
right?
Correct.
So,
I mean, commercial,
they
make it a
halftime
show.
You're right.
Like I said,
I
watch it for football.
You're right.
I like football.
You're
right. I do not care about your commercials.
That's 100%
I do not
correct.
Care. But, and that's fine. It's not that they're losing money about me, but
and that's why
the
everyone's
people that show
go.
Up at the party,
sure.
right?
I get it.
Who are like, who were talking all game. And then every time a commercial comes on, everyone shuts up. I'm like, okay, this is for them.
Okay.
And then when the game comes back on, this
fair
is
enough.
For me.
And the Super Bowl.
I forget that.
Yeah,
the Super Bowl at the end of the day, right, is as weird as this sounds, I don't know that that game is for football fans.
It's not.
Like, all the stuff that goes on around it is for everybody else. And Thurl's right. That is an American event. Whether or not you like NFL football or this and that, I can almost guarantee you will be with some people or you will be invited to like a Super Bowl.
Because
you
eat.
You know what I mean?
Drink.
Your friends have a party or like my buddy's going to smoke some brisket.
You know what it is?
Some pork. You're right. It is
going to
be a pork
I was not
shoulder.
Going to say pork.
Oh.
I was going to make a dirty joke, but I stopped.
I was like, dude, you're right. It is pork. How did you know what's going to be brisket?
When you're like, oh, yeah. Like,
my favorite thing is the new show that they're putting on after the fact that never will be successful based on any other thing. They'd be like, catch a brand new episode of the smash hit that the critics are loving, an all-new gonorrhea, right after the
right.
Super Bowl tonight. Like, they could call it that because it's not going to do any different than any other show that they hype through the whole thing.
Oh, tell that to Two Broke Girls.
Where is Two Broke Girls? They still on?
Oh, no, but I mean, they were on for like 6 seasons.
A little bit of a role. Yeah, you're right. That one did stick. Yeah, that's a good point. Gonorrhea, though, probably not. An all-new gonorrhea.
On tonight.
It's stronger. I've harder to get rid of.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. It's always some crap.
With a special visit from Super Gonorrhea.
With the critics say it will be the next great show.
Watch it once. Have to live with it forever.
Gonorrhea.
You'll be hooked.
No, that's herpes. They canceled that last season.
Channel off.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Florida, where a woman changes lyrics from time in a bottle to time in a bunghole. Meanwhile, Long Island Middle School tells students to stop losing their $350 Montclair Shoal. Walmart bans women riding in electric cart drinking wine from Pringles can. Kylie Jenner's dethroned on Instagram by someone you'd, or something you'd fry in a pan. And a drunk Kentucky mom drives drunk at speeds of 150 miles an hour to teach son a lesson. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
On our top story, a man had five of his Rolex watches stolen by a woman that he met in a club. When officers arrested her, they found one rather quickly, but had to go digging for the other four. Turns out,
tell me the butt.
She had all four on her person, but inside of her pelvic region. She went in the front end.
Now I'm traveling. Okay. See, I didn't know the story, and now I'm going back to Miles's.
I can save time.
In a Crown Royal bag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that adds up.
It's always in the Crown Royal bag.
Always.
We've been saying this for years, people. Stop hiding your crap in a Crown Royal bag. If I break into your house, the first thing I'm looking for is your Crown Royal bag.
They're a versatile bag, though, man.
My God.
I've kept spare change in those things.
Everything. Whatever you're into is in there.
My old man kept all those Allen wrenches that they send you home with everything. Yeah, we had an entire Crown Royal bag full of those Allen wrenches.
I do have quite the collection of Allen wrenches, and I do, you know, hats off to IKEA.
Yeah, it's great.
Now I'm good to go.
Let's see here. She was arrested and charged, and you will never guess where that lovely story came from.
Florida!
Ah, good guess. In other news, a man arrested on drug charges is making headlines due to his conduct inside of a police cruiser. You might have just heard about this on TV Time with Ted. He was originally arrested for cocaine trafficking when officers found him with more than 40 grams of cocaine. But he racked up additional charges when officers found he had chewed up and eaten pieces of the backseat of the cruiser, costing about $1,000 in damage.
Whoa.
And you will never guess where that story came from.
Florida.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, they just don't quit.
Yet again, we covered this a little bit earlier today. You know that Walmart always keeps it classy. A woman was banned from a Walmart in Texas after she rode around in the parking lot on one of those electric scooters, or rather electric carts, drinking wine from a Pringles can. That's really what completes it for me.
Absolutely. That makes the entire story, man.
I wanted to roll around on one of those carts forever. Every time I walk by them, I always just want to jump on the thing and jack it.
Not trying to talk the retail thing, but if you can't go around and see what you want without walking, why don't you just stay at home and order it online?
Oh, yeah, you can do that. Okay,
like you don't need to use an electric cart. Like, you can just click your finger. All we're asking, does your index finger move up and down?
You could just order an electric scooter.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, get one.
And empty Pringles cans. Oh, I don't want the chips. It's my wine vessel.
Like, you didn't even have a plastic bottle you could pour that wine into? No, Pringles can. That's the way we're going with this.
I mean,
I think it's the less obvious choice. I don't think that she was being stupid.
I think she's a drunk.
I think it's a crime of opportunity. This was the best thing instead of just chugging from a bottle.
That's what I mean. I think she did it because if you drop a bottle, the bottle breaks. I honestly think she put it in the Pringles can because that's how she rolls.
Problem is, you see someone drinking out of a Pringles can. I've never seen that before. Is the problem.
We did have that conversation. At what point do you reassess? And apparently this is not rock bottom quite yet. It should be noted that was at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
That, right?
Oh. Wow.
Reevaluate.
Oh, yeah, she's having a good day. Speaking of drunk driving, it has happened again, gents.
It's time for another case of bad parenting.
Today's episode takes us to the great state of Kentucky, where a woman was arrested for driving drunk with her son in the car. The woman had allegedly chugged a bunch of beers and gotten behind the wheel to, quote, teach her son a lesson. And she had a blood alcohol level of 0.161.
And never explained what the lesson was. You know why? Because she was lying.
This is what happens when you drive drunk.
You're going to go to jail. And I'm going to humiliate you for life.
Oh, goodness.
But I don't drink out of a Pringles can.
That bitch is trashy.
Priorities, son.
Trashy.
Let's go to lovely San Jose, California. Where a couple have so much income that they're able to afford a $1,500 a month apartment in the city for not themselves, but their cats.
Ah, San Jose.
They shoved their two cats into a studio apartment that they are affording for $1,500 a month. It's
why wouldn't you want to live with your pet? Why would you get a pet if you didn't
want to? I mean, more than anything.
And the landlord goes in there and pets them.
Give it to a kid that wants to have a pet.
A landlord wants the money. I don't care what you have in there.
Right?
It's not illegal.
I'm with you. I don't understand that. Like,
or hire someone to live there with them to take care of them.
No, Miles, this is for them.
It's the landlord. The landlord goes in there and takes care of them. Why do you have the dadgum cat? They don't live with you. You're not taking care of them.
You don't spend any time with them. This is like you're raising your own kids.
Right.
Because if you're that type of person to do that, then you're obviously not
blowing money,
caring about anything.
This headline makes me smile, and there's not much context needed. Egg smashes Kylie Jenner's Instagram record. I love it. Basically, someone set up to make a picture of an egg get more likes on Instagram than Kylie Jenner's record, and it broke it in no time, racking up 26.5 million likes.
That explains why she was so angry.
They are incredible.
Beating Jenner's earlier record of 18 million. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the Drunken Charge. Ryan Castle into Sit and Spin with special guest Sit and Spinner, Sam from Greta Van Fleet.
Men's
Room is back, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
But in the meantime, we be all about this match. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.